As the number of coronavirus cases in Massachusetts rises, so does concern about medical supplies, particularly personal protective equipment or PPEs, for medical providers and first responders. Medical workers in many places are concerned about their safety, and Governor Baker's frustration over competing with the federal government for those supplies spilled out into the public when he spoke yesterday.
It's happened to us. It's happened to many governors across the country. This issue about landing the order is a very significant challenge for every single state. And on every call with the vice president, the president, the coronavirus team in Washington, our big message to them is you got to let us land the order.
For the latest on the coronavirus pandemic here, we turn to WBUR's Simone Rios, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning.
So let's start with the latest numbers. Tell us the latest from the State Department of Public Health.
There are now at least 25 deaths blamed on the coronavirus, up from 15 on Wednesday. There was also a big jump in confirmed cases here. More than 2,400 are now reported. That's 579 new cases in just one day.
And officials have been saying they believe that's largely because there's much more testing, right?
Correct. There are now 21 labs conducting tests here. That includes the Broad Institute, which has the ability to turn those tests around a lot more quickly. Governor Baker is again preparing people by reminding us that as testing improves, we can expect more big jumps in the number of known cases.
But more tests means more people know for sure whether they have COVID-19. And from there, those who test positive can work with their healthcare providers and others to take the steps that they and we need to take to limit the spread.
The state says more than 2,300 people have been tested. That's an increase of more than 3,800 from the day before.
Back to what Governor Baker said about securing personal protective gear in that soundbite we heard a moment ago, Simone, when he was clearly frustrated. He was almost angry. What are other officials, state officials, saying?
The governor, said we're, quote, killing ourselves trying to buy personal protective equipment only to be outbid by the feds. Now the state's Secretary of Health and Human Services says the stockpile has grown, but not nearly enough. She says out of all the requests the state has made to receive supplies from the federal strategic stockpile, Massachusetts has received only about 17% of what it's asked for.
So then what other steps is the state trying to take?
So Baker has requested a national disaster declaration to make more federal funding available. This would open up unemployment benefits for people who don't qualify under the traditional unemployment insurance system, and that includes independent contractors. I spoke to MIT economist Tom Kohan yesterday. He says these workers have to be included in if the U.S. is going to fully recover.
We want to make sure that we are taking care of everyone in the economy, regardless of whether they are an independent contractor, a contractor working for a temporary help agency, a regular employee, an immigrant, or a citizen. That's the only way that we will rebuild the economy for everyone.
On another note, the Baker administration has also approved allowing fourth-year medical students at Tufts, BU, Harvard, and UMass to graduate early so they can immediately go to work at Boston hospitals.
And all of this is occurring as the economic consequences of the pandemic are becoming even clearer. The new unemployment numbers are just staggering.
Yeah, the weekly report, we hadn't gotten new numbers since the previous week, and the numbers were expected to be bad. They were really bad. Almost 150,000 people filed for unemployment in Massachusetts last week. The week before, just over 7,400 claims were filed. So that's about a 1,900% increase in just one week. And while the state says its online system is working just fine, we're hearing from people who say they've been unable to file claims. So it's a pretty daunting situation, and economists say things are going to get even worse. The bright side for the economy is that the U.S. House is expected to pass the $2 trillion stimulus bill. The Senate has already approved it, and lawmakers hope that will relieve some of the pain that people and businesses are feeling.
All right. Well, we'll see how that goes as it's implemented and rolls out. WBUR's Simone Rios, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.